Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Join us here, 603-283-6160. Chicago Tribune saying that you may be living next door to a domestic terrorist. We'll tell you more about that. Coming up here is an attempt to stoke fear and paranoia in the population in the attempt to get more people to snitch on their neighbors and be afraid, and therefore look to the government for protection. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Chris.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. 603-283-6160 is our number. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll tell you more about what the Chicago Tribune is saying here in just a moment. But first, we go to Joe, calling us from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe. Joe? Oh, sorry.
What
that's
happened
my bad.
Up at the Capitol? Nobody was armed. It was just a protest or a very small number of people there.
When was this? I'm sorry. Which one?
The one on the Capitol that happened that they're freaking out about in D.C.
In D.C., okay.
Well, it wasn't a coup. These people, man, and they're going to start labeling anybody who questions the government as you're an extremist.
That's what they want to do.
Some kind of a nut job.
Yep,
that's what they're doing.
They're going to start banning, you know, social media, dude. I mean, you might as well, if you're to the right of Stalin, you might as well just get off of freaking social media because you're going to get banned eventually. And it's they want people to toe the party line. I mean, if the government did what Facebook and Twitter and all these other companies did, it'd be unconstitutional. But the left found a way to silence their critics without getting the courts involved. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, I can't disagree with anything that you said there. It's disturbing. It is also, it's fair to point out that both the right and the left have had very similar behaviors, and then they just sort of crisscrossed over the last year, and I think we touched on this briefly in the last hour, where earlier this year there were protests going on regarding Black Lives Matter, and people on the right were lauding the police and praising the police, while the people on the left were, I think rightfully so, angry at the police and upset at them. Now they've had a role reversal where the people on the right are rightfully upset at the police, and the people on the left are now praising the police.
Yeah. It's, you know, they.
Yep, the Patriot Act's unconstitutional.
Sure.
And the right, a Republican president signed that into law.
Oh, yeah. They cheered that on for years under, you know, the fear of Muslims.
They agree on so much, the right and the left.
They do.
It's just that it's all statism, you know,
right.
That is what they're agreeing
right.
on.
Right. The people taking over the Capitol aren't against the state.
No.
The people taking over the Capitol, well, they just want their tyrant in charge.
But
right.
They're happy to throw this term anarchist around, whether they're talking about BLM or they're talking about Buffalo Man. They're happy to talk.
He's no anarchist. He's a right winger.
I thought he was a left. I thought he was on the left and impersonating.
No,
right.
No.
He's a Q nut.
Okay.
Have you heard of this QAnon thing?
I have. I don't really fully follow any of it. So
it's sort of this online cult, from what I understand.
Yeah, I don't really understand the whole.
I don't get it either.
Thing.
Well, they want to use that term cult.
You know what they?
I don't get Q either. I don't understand it all. But
yeah.
It's considering what they've done to this country, man, with the shutdowns and stuff. They're lucky that people are as
docile,
calm as they are.
Absolutely, Joe. Great points tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for sharing them. So back to the Chicago Tribune, talking about the event last week at the Capitol, saying that more than 70 have been arrested so far. They're pointing out that Republican Party officials, GOP donors, far-right militants, off-duty police, and members of the military were among the mob that showed up in Washington. Small business owners, restaurateurs, corporate CEOs, a tattoo artist, real estate agent, attorneys, politicians, a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel, and the son of a Brooklyn, New York judge mingled with white supremacists and QAnon conspiracy theorists who believe that the government is controlled by Satan-worshipping pedophile cannibals out to destroy Trump.
I might believe that.
According to the AP, some of the rioters were heavily armed and included convicted felons. by the way, there's convicted felons everywhere because so many things have been made into a felony. Just because you're a convicted felon doesn't mean you actually hurt anybody.
It's true. Like, the percentage of, especially in certain brackets, like white, black men, it's like the chances of you not, you're more likely to be convicted of some sort of crime or felony or something than you are to not be convicted of it. It's like that, it's that terrible.
I wonder if there
and even white men
include misdemeanors.
Even white men, it's really high.
Any convicted felons that were post that were marching in the BLM protests?
Yeah,
no doubt. I mean, come on. This is like, you know, the left and the left simply cannot say that the protests that happened earlier this year and the protests that happened on the 6th have any parallels. Like, there are no parallels. You know, like, we cannot talk about these two. Right. It's, you know, one of these people had a legitimate gripe, then the others don't because they're evil terrorists. Like, it's, I mean, talk about unglued. You know, you people talk about Fox News being unglued during the BLM protests. Well, here's what unglued looks like.
And some who are considered upstanding citizens stormed the Capitol alongside of them. In his corporate photo, Bradley Rusktalis looks like what an executive of a high-tech firm is supposed to look like, dressed in a gray suit jacket and sporting a neatly trimmed salt-and-pepper beard and glasses. Few, if anyone, in his upscale suburban Chicago village of Inverness, where the average price of a house is more than $700,000, likely would have taken him as someone who would join a mob storming the Capitol. But according to federal authorities, that's exactly what the 52-year-old chief executive officer of the Schaumburg-based tech company Cognitia did. He was fired days after his arrest. Federal officials accused him of, quote, knowingly... Okay, so we were wondering what the so-called crimes were. Here you go for this guy. Quote, knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, or knowingly with intent to impede government business or official functions, engaged in disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. All for going into the Capitol building.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't say he was violent against a human being. They didn't attack. They didn't charge him with battery.
No, of course not.
They didn't charge him with, you know, attempted murder or manslaughter or anything that involves the actual harming.
I wouldn't use the term violence when I was describing property. I would call it destruction.
I wouldn't either.
It wouldn't. It's not violence. Right. It's certainly destruction of property, and that's not a good thing. But it's especially private property.
But it's not private property. It's government.
I mean,
property.
I would agree with you on that.
So.
Yours. It's your property.
It's supposedly
yours,
government.
Right?
I mean, I do want to talk to you about this. And there any other circumstance, you would say, it's not yours, and you don't have any control of the government. But when it comes to destroying property, you say, it's yours. It's your government. Like, that's you.
Yeah, it's their own justification.
It's yours because they stole it from you in the first place.
They're the ones who claim that.
Right.
I know that that's BS, but they're the ones who claim that we're the government. You're the government. Oh, we're part owners of this? Well, then I'm just going to take it and rearrange it over to somewhere else.
So I would say otherwise that, in fact, most of us here in this room haven't paid enough to, say, compensate for the Capitol building, okay?
So if they paid enough to compensate for it.
We have not paid in. The Capitol building doesn't belong to me because I haven't paid for it in total.
Well, then who does it belong to?
I mean, there's
not me.
Some percentage of it that is certainly going to be yours.
Fine,
they certainly have taken you. Whatever you destroy, more than likely you've paid in more.
I'm not destroying anything.
The government has taken more from you in taxes than it's going to cost to fix whatever it is.
I am, in fact, arguing that you all are serfs. And that you choose to remain serfs by remaining within on the lands of the Lord,
okay.
And that suggesting that the Lord, when the Lord takes what he wishes from you, is doing something bad. I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, it's bad to steal. I'm going to say it's bad to steal. Are you saying it's okay?
What I'm saying is that you've opted in.
Nope. I was born here.
Nope. You can leave.
No, you can't leave. Not unless you ask the master's position.
You can leave anytime you want.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
That's a lie, and you know that's not true. You have to have master's permission to leave and the other master's permission to come.
You should have a passport, but...
That's the master's permission to leave.
People leave without permission and enter without permission all of the time.
You can go to Mexico without permission.
I mean, does that change anything? I mean, you're still...
There's a new master down there waiting
right,
for you.
Right, it doesn't, and that's the problem.
Well, that's why I think that this whole argument's specious.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
If the government or any criminal gang steals from you, you have the absolute right to reclaim your wealth from them at any time and in whatever means is necessary. Whatever that means.
I think that the more moral thing to do
what they stole.
Is just leave.
They don't... You can't.
You can't. I wish I could. If I could, I would. But I
get
can't.
A passport, for Christ's sake!
I have a passport, and I...
Then leave!
That's the point, the problem.
Let's talk, we'll talk about it coming up here in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Talk Live. The number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris
and Mark.
We're going to get into a little bit deeper here what Mark was having to say in just a moment, but I do want to finish up this story on so-called domestic terrorism. But Mark is saying, hey, you don't like the government molesting you and threatening you and doing all these horrible things? Well, just leave, he says. So we'll get into that coming up here. But also I want you to know about freetalklive.com. That's where you can go, and you can download archives of the program going back for more than a decade, I think as far back as 2006. So head on over to freetalklive.com. You can search for specific topics or hosts for a certain extent if you want to, or just randomly go through and see if anything looks interesting to you. There's a lot to download there. freetalklive.com. As we continue here, this story from the Chicago Tribune, is this an opinion piece? Darlene Glanton, writing for the Chicago Tribune, talking about your next-door neighbor could be a domestic terrorist. She's actually suggesting that the people at the Capitol were all domestic terrorists, and she uses the Patriot Act as her justification for that. And then she cites one example of a 52-year-old chief executive officer of a company in Illinois called Cognitia. He has been fired by that company just days after his arrest, which is typical for companies. They don't care whether you actually did what you're accused of doing.
Oh, no. Great.
Just the fact that you've been arrested is enough. Oh, get rid of him. Doesn't matter what he did for the company. Just get rid of him.
Well, I mean, if it makes them look bad, mm-hmm. then that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, I like the idea of innocent until proven guilty. Like, you should stand behind your person until it's actually proven that they actually did a thing that was quote-unquote bad. But
I agree with you, but it's their company, right?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. But this stuff happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
It's really sad.
Because they're not interested in they're not interested in taking a stand for what I would call liberal values. Liberal values are things like innocent until proven guilty.
Are those liberal or just Western?
Well, they were, I don't know why they would be called, I mean, Western sort of excludes anybody who might have them. At this point, governments have been liberalizing mm-hmm. for a long time. So liberal was a term used, say, classical liberal. I mean, are you familiar with this term?
Yeah.
You know, like Thomas Jefferson would be considered. Well, I don't know if that's true.
Some people say that like classical liberal is a libertarian position.
It is not unlike libertarian position. A libertarian position would be a bit more extreme than a classical liberal, but that's fine.
So going on here with the story, if you were looking to buy a house in Chicago. Oh, I'm sorry. So the guy that was arrested, they're talking about here, the CEO, they charged him with basically disorderly conduct and impeding government business. That's what he got hit with here. Knowing and entering in a remaining in a restricted building without authority. So trespass, basically, disorderly conduct, and then another version of disorderly conduct. Mm. He says, I had nothing to do with charging anybody or doing anything like that. He told reporters while standing in the doorway of his very nice home, quote, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I regret my part in that, unquote. If you were looking to buy a house in Chicago, writes the author here, it is possible you might have been shown around the city by 56-year-old Libby Andrews. The former At Properties real estate agent's picture was taken on the steps of the Capitol near the door while wearing a Trump knit cap and making a peace sign. But she insists she didn't go in. That didn't stop her, however, from posting on social media about, quote, storming the Capitol, unquote. Andrews hasn't been charged with a crime, but she was fired from her job. She later told reporters that she thought it was, quote, like a party. Adam Christian Johnson of Florida was photographed smiling and waving at the cameras as he walked through the Capitol Rotunda carrying the House Speaker's lectern. The 36-year-old stay-at-home dad who cares for his five children while his wife works as a doctor acted as
sounds like a terrible man.
He were participating in a fraternity prank. Now, hit with multiple charges, he must surrender his passport. His travel is restricted, and if he's caught outside after 9 p.m., he could be arrested for violating curfew.
Not unusual for a person on bond.
These folks miscalculated the severity of their actions. There's absolutely nothing funny, cute, or patriotic about domestic terrorism. They should face serious consequences. In fact,
most of these things are, I mean, I don't know if this guy got the lectern out of the building. So,
I doubt it.
Yeah. Has he stolen anything?
Well, he moved it.
moved it from one location to another does not define theft.
Well, remember, if it's your property, you can move it from one location to another.
It wasn't his property.
Even if it's your house.
It didn't have the name on it. It said, like, United States House of Representatives.
It's no one's property because it belongs to a criminal enterprise who stole the money in order to be able to pay for it in the first place. If a criminal enterprise comes and takes your money from you, and then they go buy a fancy car or, you know, a stove or whatever it is they buy with your money, you have the right to repossess that in order to get back the things they stole from you.
You know, it's one thing if people participated in a voluntary organization and then that organization possessed that thing and, you know, you then took it. And because it's not yours to take back because you agreed to that. But you never agreed to it in the first place.
Correct.
It
you've been abused and you've been raped and you've been pillaged.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she says, the rest of us will be looking at some of our neighbors with a suspicious eye, wondering if we really know them at all. Unfortunately, that's the America we're living in now.
Yeah, there's two Americas. You know, Al Gore talked about it 20-something years ago on his campaign trail, and it's only gotten worse. And this is the question that I have for all Americans right now that, you know, are shocked by what they see or whatever. What business do you have forcing the people of the other party to live under your president?
Well, they're going to force me to live under their president, so I should force them to live under my president.
That is the reality in which we face. But what right do they have to force you to live under their president?
This is the problem with revenge. It's this revenge mentality.
Yes.
And I'm not...
Keeps going back and forth.
I'm not a fan of revenge. I'm not a fan of revenge, whether it be on my enemy, you know, my opposing party, political people with opposing views, or people that, you know, have actually even harmed me. But, you know, it just seems even more insane when it's merely somebody who has a different view than your own.
That's why I say opt out. That's why I say leave these people to the system that they want.
Chris said he's got a passport.
Right. I got a passport.
You don't have one?
I do.
Okay.
I am the serf, so to speak, as you've kind of said, and I think that
we're modern free range serfs. I believe is the best
right because you're still sitting here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so I can go as I please, though.
How do I opt out? Because I haven't quite figured that one out.
Okay. If we're talking about my plan,
now what do you mean by opt out?
Stop participating in their particular system. Mm-hmm. I don't pay taxes to the United States federal government. I'm a resident of the U.S. Marianas.
Okay, I don't pay them either.
So that's taxes,
that's great.
Right?
Why in the world would you steal their lectern then?
Oh, they stole my money from me a long time
first
ago.
Ian hasn't actually said that he would do those things. He doesn't necessarily...
He advocates for them.
He hasn't... No, I don't think you advocated for that. What he said was he doesn't, like, feel bad about...
I don't mind.
Yeah, he doesn't have a problem with...
I, too, lose no sleep over any of the stuff that occurred.
And I think they're within their rights, honestly.
Right.
I don't personally want to go and do that myself.
It's not the strategy.
I think we've departed so long ago from, you know, realities of rights that... It's not even worth talking about rights anymore. Like, you're not willing to...
What does that even mean? You don't care about rights?
The right to set the U.S. House of Representatives lectern on fire...
If only they'd done that. That would have been nice picture. 603-283-6160. I like the idea of destroying symbols. More coming up. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is delivering a dark message regarding the coronavirus cases that continue to rise across the United States.
Truthfully, we remain in a very dark winter. Infection rates are up 34%. More people are being hospitalized because of COVID than ever before.
Biden again calling on Americans to wear face masks for the first 100 days of his administration. With Democrats in control of the House, Senate, and White House, Americans are feeling less confident about the economy to start the new year. That's what a University of Michigan consumer sentiment poll is showing. However, the chief economist of the poll says it's a relatively small decline given the pandemic and recent violent events at the U.S. Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey admitted his company's decision to ban President Trump from its platform set a dangerous precedent. In this leaked audio that was sent by a Twitter employee to Project Veritas, Dorsey says President Trump is only the beginning.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon, and the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on.
The United States Postal Service is rolling out its Forever Stamps honorees for 2021, and it will include Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra. The 10-time World Series champion and New York Yankee great, known for his witty quips like "It's getting late early." USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
In HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones for you if you want to join us are 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about the domestic terrorism fear-mongering going on that the left is now really ginning up the fear around your neighbors. They could be Trump supporters. They could be domestic terrorists.
It's hilarious.
And you wouldn't even know. Well, you think it's funny, but they're going to start snitching. And then the charges are going to start coming, because anytime you, you know, suggest that you might support what went on in Washington, D.C., well, now you're a conspiracist. You're conspiring.
I would suggest that the founding fathers support what went on in Washington, D.C., that this is a country based on rebellion, and that the protests in Washington, D.C. were paled in comparison but to the protests that went on earlier in 2020.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they definitely paled in comparison.
So, you know, big whoop. This is just Democrats wringing their hands. We can finally get some of those Republicans. We hated them for so long. They shoved Trump down our throat. We'll finally get them. We have our own liar and thief in now.
Yep. It's going to get pretty ugly.
Maybe soon we can bomb another Doctors Without Borders hospital, just like our boy Barack Obama did. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, they shelled it, not bombed it.
It sounds so much like some, you know, young kids fighting, you know, with each other, like arguing like siblings or something.
It's a juvenile conversation, that's for sure.
It absolutely is.
I want to go back to your calls and thoughts here, and then we can talk more about, Mark, your plan of just get out, you say. You know, if you don't like it, leave, he says. We'll talk about that. But also Bitcoin.com, wherever you go, you ought to have some Bitcoin, because it's useful.
Absolutely.
And the idea, or at least some cryptocurrency, maybe not Bitcoin per se, because it's getting pretty crazy to say. I sent a Bitcoin transaction today that cost $20.
Wow.
And that was the lowest fee I could send.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The highest fee was like $35.
Wow.
Or 39 or something like that. It was a lot. And now this is one of those transactions that had multiple outputs, so it was a larger in byte size, so you have to pay more for that, but I paid it because I had to send it. Anyway, it's ridiculous what's happening with Bitcoin. But you got to learn the basics about Bitcoin because there are alternatives like Bitcoin Cash. And Bitcoin.com will tell you why Bitcoin Cash is a really viable alternative to the original Bitcoin, meaning that you can actually send value to somebody with very, very low fees with Bitcoin Cash. Go to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started there at the top of the page. It'll take you to a page with some videos on it. You can watch if you got no time at all. Just spend 2 or 3 minutes on the first video, and you'll have the basics down. Then there's other videos if you do have a little bit more time you want to dig in deeper. Bitcoin.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. David is first up in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm calling in because I want to start the reboot, reset, and stop socialism in its tracks.
Okay, what do you want to reboot and reset?
Everything. All our crises these days stem from Agenda 21.
Okay, that's a UN plan to, create a world, one world government kind of thing?
Yes. Well, let me see it. I have it right here. It says to nationally and locally, plan of action nationally and locally, comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations system, governments, and major groups in every area which impacts on the environment. That's just as it says. That's not quite right, but okay.
Yeah, from what I understand, Agenda 21, it's been going on for a long time now. I think it's
the last couple decades.
The local governments, state governments, federal government, a lot of them are doing this Agenda 21 thing. It's some sort of a centralized UN program to standardize and centralize more power and more control. I presume with the goal of, bringing on a one-world government, don't you think?
Exactly.
Right.
Now,
so what do you want to do about that?
Say what?
You said you wanted to reset, restart. What did you want to do?
Yes.
Exactly?
I've 5 or 6 years ago, just before Trump started, everybody was fighting this Agenda 21 because it was being brought on, and they, told all the terrible things that would happen. And then Trump came along, and then all our crises have built up over the years here. And I think all these things are just covers to divert us from this problem of fighting Agenda 21.
Okay. So what do you propose?
Okay. Well, here's what I propose. Everyone who can should build their own home by themselves. So they don't need a mortgage, and they don't use contractors or big business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And not just a home, but a homestead. It's a place where you live and where you work. You do whatever it is your life calling is.
What if your life calling is to be in a city? Working for a company.
That's okay too, because what I have in mind, not exactly in a city, but we'll come to that.
Okay, but how is that going to stop Agenda 21, this UN plan to,
He's got a play in here, and I'm interested. Okay. I set up a homestead. I did this. I had pigs. Yep. I had chickens. I was actually heating with wood.
You did a whole bunch of things.
I didn't feel free, any more free than I do now. Yeah. Really?
But, the government got bigger while you were doing that.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't quaking in its boots. Go ahead.
Well,
you had experience. Real life experience, Mark.
that's what I do. I build homesteads, and I write about how I've done this many times. I've learned many things about how you can build your own homestead.
Okay.
For the least amount of money, of course.
But you could also hire you to build it too. Apparently, right?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, okay.
I build my own home.
But what about people that aren't real handy? Are you saying they should stop doing all the things that they do and learn how to be handy and do construction?
No, I get that a lot. People saying they aren't handy, they can't possibly do it and all this. But I'm an engineer.
Okay.
And I'm an artist builder.
Great.
And I have learned how to build a house that can be built by one person, and a really nice house, too.
Okay, but you're saying that other people should do the same thing you did?
Yes. I mean,
okay, it's
I,
not going to work that
well,
way.
I do. As make, I say, I'm a technical writer. I've
what makes
about
people
this
freer,
for 20
though?
Years.
Yeah, even if they can do what you do, right? Like, how is that going to solve the problem of government and coming down on all of us and taking away our freedoms?
Well, okay, right now, one of our crises is here is so many people losing their businesses,
mm-hmm.
losing
still
their
take
income.
Your
so now they're going to lose their homes. Okay.
Right. How is a homestead going to stop that from happening?
Well, you'll own it, he said.
Well, you'll own the...
They can take it from you anyway if you don't pay property tax.
Yeah, yeah. This is... Okay, keep going.
Well, I'm saying what you... now, this is, my own personal preference. It can be adapted to other things, too. But here's the thing. Is at a time like this, a good crisis is a terrible thing to waste. You just declare bankruptcy, get out, and go pioneering.
Okay, how is that going to stop the government?
Because you won't have to pay any attention to them anymore. If you can,
what makes you think that? I mean, they're going to come after you for property taxes.
Oh, sure, that's okay. Because
that's okay.
Yeah, if it were only property taxes that were the problem here, then things would be okay. But
so you're fine with the government extracting, using violence against people's property, threatening them, stealing their property from them? That's okay with you?
I don't see it that way.
Well, I'm sorry you don't see it that way, but that's what happens if you don't pay property taxes. They come and they threaten you, and if you don't do what they say, they then steal your little homestead from you.
I'm not saying don't pay your taxes. You should pay your taxes. I mean,
well, how's that going to stop the government, dude? Here's your problem. Number one, you got a few of them, David. I mean, I appreciate your ideas here. But number one, you're asking everybody to do what you're doing. You're going to fail already. If everybody has to do what the one person's idea is, you're already going to fail. There's plenty of people out there that don't want to build their own little tiny homes. Two, if you're saying the problem is with the government getting bigger, and yet you say you support paying taxes, you are part of the problem. Mm. You're enriching these people, and you're encouraging them. Every dollar you pay to them, you're encouraging them. The problem here is the centralization of power, and I agree with you, David, that getting rid of Agenda 21 is a fine idea, but resetting, restarting, the words you used at the beginning, that's not going to help either. We got to get rid of this United States government, because if joining together at a national or an international level is a bad idea, joining together at a national level is a bad idea. We need to split this thing up, call it a day, say, time to secede, time to say goodbye to this whole United States idea. Thank you, David. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Please help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want when you dial in. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And of course, you can bring up anything that you want here. Again, 603-283-6160. We were just talking with the gentleman who had a plan for how to reset and change things, but he didn't want to really change the government that much because he still wanted to pay taxes.
that doesn't sound like changing the government at all.
And the thing one of the other things was he said he wanted everybody to build a homestead, which is a nice idea, and I'm sure there are people out there that think that's a good idea, and they should do that, but not everybody's going to do what you want them to do.
I think there's one thing that, building a homestead does do, and it possibly, and that is if you buy land, and that land, say, is $20,000, which wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
It's small enough where you could save up your money and do that. But Then you got to start building on it.
That's right.
And it's going to take a long time. There are certain places where people can't get mortgages, like the Bahamas and things like that. And people do exactly that. It takes...
They build their own home.
They build... Yeah. It takes 10, 15 years, 20 years. But they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly something... There's definitely something to be said by not being dependent on the banks.
No doubt.
Banks are regulated. Banks are government. Yeah.
And that's something you could be proud of, for sure, building your own home.
It's not going to get rid of the government. But no, it is...
Mark did it. He built his own home and then sold it. After living there for a decade.
It was paid off. And I probably wouldn't have done it, but my wife wanted to live on a lake. And now she doesn't.
That's funny.
Whatever.
She does half the year.
Not even.
Oh, really? Okay.
My son goes to school in Florida 9 months out of the year.
Oh,
and,
really?
She's...
So just the summers now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
So
it's cutting way back.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do.
Got to make the wife happy.
I said something inaccurate to the gentleman. I said that I was didn't feel any freer. I think that I was freer on the homestead than I am at the lake cottage.
Sure, because the government there's worse.
Yeah, the government in that town.
All I'm thinking
more.
Is until the cops show up at your homestead, which. We know somebody who has had their cops show up at their homestead.
A cop showed up at my homestead previously.
Yeah, your ex. Oh, wait. You personally?
Yeah.
That's
twice that I can think of where they showed up at your
Mikey made a run on a right. motorbike from the cops.
And then they showed Michael up at Thompson again. Yeah.
I want to get it continue here. We got another caller on the line. But Singularity in our chat room points out, and I figured somebody was going to say this, and of course it's him. He says, this caller's like Ian telling people to move to New Hampshire. And here's why that's not accurate.
Right.
Here's why that's not accurate. Number one, I don't want everybody to move to New Hampshire. Okay. I definitely don't want everybody to move to New Hampshire.
No,
if you don't love freedom, stay the hell out of New Hampshire. If you love liberty, then yeah, you should consider moving here. But I also am realistic. I know that most people aren't going to do that. If I could get 1% of libertarians to move to New Hampshire, I think that'd be enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it would
5% would be amazing, but 1% would be good.
There's 3% of the population that is probably libertarian. Mm-hmm. If you can get 1% of that,
and you're talking about like real libertarian.
I'm talking about real hardcore libertarian, right?
Because if you just go generically libertarian, it's probably more like 16%.
Yeah, I forget exactly what the number is there, but you'd have like 100,000 people in New Hampshire if 1% of 3% of the population that's libertarian moved here.
That'd be amazing.
And that would be enough to actually have a significant impact.
Right. It would have a significant impact, but we know what's going to happen when you start a project to move liberty-loving individuals to one state.
They're all going
to
fight.
It's auspicious because,
well,
in fact,
as long as there's no government, we're good.
Now, we're very, very close to Porcupine Day, to basically D-Day.
That's right.
And that is that on the 3rd of February,
getting closer,
2021, 20,000 people who signed up for the Free State Project should have picked up and moved at this point. And now, what's going to happen? The Free State Project is preparing a celebration for this abject failure, which is probably 2,000 people are in state.
Yeah, at least. I would say at least 2,000. Let's go on here. We can talk about that, but Mike's on the line in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I like freedom. And liberty. I said it's people that like liberty to move in.
Is your middle name Mike? Because I know what your first name is.
You know this guy?
Yes.
That's the first name.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've been listening to you guys for a really long time. I used to own a retail store. I used to play you like in the store every night. But since then, I got out of that. And I've been running the business for like 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I really haven't listened to you guys. So last week I started listening to you again, right? Because I wanted to know what's going on in New Hampshire, really.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of get sick of being around here because I know I drive a lot. So I drive down the road. I see people wearing these diapers on their face, like just walking down the road with nobody around.
It is amazing.
It's crazy.
Inside the car alone, you have diapers on their faces, and it's really starting to get me sick. And then you go in a store, and they scream at you.
Really?
It's like, it's insane. But listening to your show last week, it sounds like it's not any better in New Hampshire. Sounds like you guys.
Oh, no, it's definitely better here. I mean, it's not great.
You're listening to people, remember, who are really, really hostile to anti-freedom actions. So it is much, 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 much better than it sounds.
Oh, I'll tell
from
you
people
this.
Complaining here.
We actually just had dinner with a guy from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And I asked him, first question was, you know, what's the difference between here and there? He says it's way more laid back here by comparison. We got two guys actually who regularly come up and hang out with us from Connecticut. They come up almost every week to our Social Sunday event here. And to them, it's like a huge relief being able to come up. But that said, to us, looking around, it's like, oh my God, we live in mask world. This is terrible.
The world's ending. It's not as bad as we make it. I mean, it's as bad as we make it sound outside New Hampshire, I think, but it's not quite as bad as it might sound inside New Hampshire.
But there are some places in the country where it's way better than New Hampshire.
I would say that's true.
Yeah. They're in the regards to masks.
Just in regards to
masks, specifically.
Yeah, I guess. So, I should just go visit. That's what I should do.
Yeah, you definitely should come up and visit. There's, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Your phone's a little hard to understand. Just a little feedback there for you. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival is actually, we just heard that they've moved again the dates. They've sort of been in a little indecisive this year. It was going to be the week before ForkFest. Then it was going to be the week of ForkFest. Now they've decided they're moving it back to the week before ForkFest. So we're going to see a two-week-long string of events this year. So that's a great excuse to come up during the summertime and hang out. out with a few hundred, if not, you know, close to 1,000 people during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then probably a few hundred the next week at ForkFest. And, of course, we've got hangouts every single week here in Keene, multiple meetups. We've got a crypto meetup coming up Saturday. We've got another one that's tomorrow, and then another one coming up on Sunday.
It's amazing the number of people who are moving up here and visiting now.
It's increased a lot.
I think the whole mask thing is actually one of the best things going for us.
Well, you got to look at these people that are, you know, California, New York State. Yeah. I mean, just all
New Jersey.
You know, if you're the 10% of the population or whatever that's in one of those places, and 10% is a huge amount of people, but the 10% of the population is like, this is stupid or whatever, whatever your complaint might be. Then, you know, what do? You know you don't have the gravitas. I was just looking at the numbers from the CDC of deaths of people between the ages of 25 to 44, and then actually all the deaths. And people under the age of, 35 basically have nothing to fear from this virus. Like, almost nothing.
But they believe they'll catch it and give it to their grandmother.
No, but a lot of them don't. I mean, there's 35-year-olds in New York City who are locking down because reasons. Like, you know, what is the reason? You're not going, you're single.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're running around like you're not going outside because you're afraid you're going to what?
Have you seen the pictures of people kissing with masks on?
No.
It'll drive you insane.
The crazy thing that blows my mind is that, like, there's probably way better arguments out there for wearing masks and worrying about this thing than the death count. And yet that's all they ever talk about is death.
They don't even talk about that anymore. I mean, very, very rarely. They're more talking about cases.
Right. But that's even more insane because it's
that number go up faster. Talk about big number.
Right. Yeah.
Scary. Big number scary.
Big number scary. Absolutely.
It's just one of these things where it's like it's 2%. Like, we saw the difference between 2020 and 2019 is about 2% more people died. 2%, not 2% of the population, 2% more people.
2% more people died in 2020 than 2019.
Yeah,
I don't think I believe that.
That's
I've heard it's about the same. But
that's somewhat rough.
And the flu deaths went away.
Numbers.
For whatever reason,
it could be that more people died, but a larger percentage were from COVID, fewer people died from other things.
As people are dying from this disease, or at least they're dying with this disease. In many cases, they're quite old.
They're talking about COVID deaths for people that like got shot.
If they had
COVID.
Well, that's why it's good to look at the overall number of people dying.
603-283-6160. Hour 3 is on the way. You can join us. Mark says everybody should leave. Let's talk about it.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.